الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome in our program, Summary of Tafsir al-Quran. Today, we will begin with the third para. The first ayah is from Surah al-Baqarah, ayah number 253. In this ruku, and particularly in this first ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has described the ranks and degrees of Prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam. Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted a lot of excellences to all of his prophets, but he exalted one upon others. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has described, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tilka ar-rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Minhum man kallamallahu wa rafa'a ba'dahum darajat. Wa atayna Isa ibn Maryam al-bayyinati wa ayyadnahu bi ruhil qudus. These are the messengers we have exalted one above the others. Amongst them is someone with whom Allah spoke, and someone is whom Allah elevated in rank. And we gave Isa, the son of Maryam, clear signs, and we helped him with the pure spirit, with the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions about all the prophets. Tilka ar-rusul faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. We have exalted some of them over others. We believe in all the prophets of Allah, that Allah Azza wa Jal sent many prophets, approximately 125,000 more or less. Allah Azza wa Jal sent these prophets. And we believe in all those, as in the Holy Quran, in many places, Allah has mentioned about us, that we believe in all the prophets, and we don't differentiate among them, means in belief, means we have faith in all of them. But as far as the matter of excellence and rank is concerned, there is a difference. There is a difference. Allah Azza wa Jal gave more excellences, and here Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned some of them. As first Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned about that prophet whom Allah spoke. So who is that prophet to whom Allah spoke? Is Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. His title is Kalimullah, the person whom Allah spoke. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam has that excellence, and he has that excellence from Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is special with him. Then the other, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the name Isa bin Maryam. Allah Azza wa Jal granted him many clear signs. What are those clear signs? The miracles of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, which have been mentioned in Surah Ali Imran and many other surahs. So Allah Azza wa Jal granted Isa alayhi salatu wa salam many clear signs. Allah Azza wa Jal granted all the prophets signs, but to some of them Allah Azza wa Jalla granted some other miracles, to others Allah Azza wa Jalla granted other miracles. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was granted a lot of excellences, and more than any other prophets. And the mentioning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is here in a very beautiful manner. What is that? Allah Azza wa Jalla stated, وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتِ. Allah exalted one of them over all the others. Mean, among the prophets, there is a prophet, there is a messenger whom Allah Azza wa Jal exalted and preferred over all others prophet. And who is that prophet and that messenger? That is our beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He is the most excellent prophet and messenger of Allah. He is the final prophet and he is the most excellent prophet. So Allah azza wa jal granted excellences and ranks and degrees prophets and messengers. Then the second matter which has been described in this ayah, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَشِّنَاتُ وَلَكِنِ اخْتَلَفُوا فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرَ. This part of the ayah is about the will of Allah, is about the mashiyat of Allah. Allah azza wa jal has said that if Allah had willed, those who came after them would not have fought with each other after clear signs had come to them. But the people differed. Some amongst them remained believer and some became disbeliever. And had Allah so willed, they would not have fought with each other. If Allah had willed, the people would not have fought with each other. But that was not the scheme of Allah. That was not the plan of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has created this world. And He created all the creation, because of some particular wisdoms. So, because of those wisdoms, Allah Azza wa Jal did not will that the people won't fight with each other. Allah Azza wa Jal granted the people power, and Allah Azza wa Jal granted them their wishes, their choices. Allah Azza wa Jal granted them power to choose whatever they want. Then Allah Azza wa Jal showed them a right path and a wrong path. Allah Azza wa Jal cleared that path, the right path, from the wrong path, and commanded the people to choose on their own account. Whatever they want to choose, they can choose. But Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with that path which is straight and right, which is the path of piety, which is the path of righteousness and virtues. Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with those people who choose this path. But as far as the matter of giving choice is concerned, Allah Azza wa Jal has given choices to all the people. Means it's upon them whether they choose the right path or wrong path. Then in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has encouraged us to spend our wealth in the path of Allah before that day in which there wouldn't be any training, any bargaining, any intercession for the disbelievers. Which is that day? That is the day of judgment, that is the day of resurrection. And in this way in which Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to spend our wealth in His path, that is very excellent and beautiful way. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. He has stated, O believers, spend in the path of Allah of what we have provided for you before the arrival of that day in which there is no trading, and for the disbelievers there would be neither any friendship nor intercession, and the disbelievers themselves are the unjust. So the very beautiful way in which Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to spend our wealth in His path. In which way? That spend for the cause of Allah before the arrival of that day in which there wouldn't be any trading, there wouldn't be any bargaining. You can't spend your wealth for getting even one virtue on the day of judgment. You can't spend your wealth on the day of judgment to other people to get their virtues. So that's why before that day, when this money, this wealth, what benefit you spend in the path of Allah, spend in the cause of Allah. And then the other thing Allah has already mentioned, because when we are in trouble, so what things, which things come in our mind? If we are rich people, we are wealthy people, so we say, okay, so to remove this difficulty and trouble and problem, we can spend our wealth. Or we have a lot of friends. They would support us. They would help us. They would intercede us. So Allah Azza wa Jal told us about that as well. The day of judgment, if you are rich in this world, but on the day of judgment, your wealth won't benefit you because that is not a day of trading. That is not the day of giving and taking on the behalf of money, on the behalf of wealth. La bay'un. There wouldn't be any trading on that day. So then you won't be able to give whole of your wealth for getting even one virtue. And then if you are a very social person and you have a lot of friends who sacrificed even their lives upon you in this world, but on the day of judgment, wala khulla, there wouldn't be any friendship. None would benefit you on that day. None would be agree in your place to take punishment, to bear punishment. That okay, you are my friend in the world, so that's why you can go to Jannah, I would bear your punishment. I would face that. No. Wala khullatun. There wouldn't be any friendship on the day of judgment. And the third thing, wala shafa'ah. And there wouldn't be any intercession for the disbelievers. For the disbelievers. Why I'm saying for the disbelievers? Because when we read other ayah of the Holy Quran, so this matter has been clearly mentioned in the Holy Quran. There would be intercession of the day of judgment from angels, from prophets, from the pious people, from awliya kiram, from the friends of Allah, from Hufadi Quran. There are many ahadith, there are many ayah. Even a few ayah later, even in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, Man dal ladhi yashfau indahu illa bi idhni. It means with the permission of Allah, there would be intercession of the day of judgment. But who will intercede? The pious ones, the prophets, messengers, Hufadi Quran, and Hujjaj-e-Kiram, they would intercede on the day of judgment. But that intercession would be only for